I'm sure you're getting a lot of advice from elders in the business. Do you have any past or present lessons that you've learned about the business side of music?
Well, I learned about the business side, you know, from personal experience, you know, trial and error, you know what I mean? And then along the way, we have a whole lot of blessed people coming in our life. We have a whole lot of negative things that happen to us. And a whole lot of positive things, you know. But along the way, I saw the business go. Whenever you're great, are destined to be great, you always have obstacles. You know what I mean? It's either your friend them turn against you, family, woman, etc. All of them something. But I give thanks to the experience. The greatest thing about life is the experience and the knowledge that you learn and where you gain and that mold it into a man. So we have enough people. We have Robert Livingston, who is a very experienced businessman. Big Yard, you know, we have Ray Alexander, we have Destined Promotion. You know what I mean? Holy Papi, 777. We have a lot of people who encourage it. And we have enough people who give advice, but as we walk off, them still stabbing our back. You know what I mean? But it comes with the territory.
You're learning well.
Yes.
Okay. When you hear fellow artists like Mavado, Egyptian, or Vegas locking down the U.S., it's your turn now. How do you feel about that?
Well, I just give Jack praise. Yeah. You know, because right now, I don't really take the credit for myself still.
Okay.
It's just the Almighty me give praise. I'm going to pray to him, and him say, put in the work, I'm going to put in the work. And him said, just come to me first and you accomplish the world, you know. But if you go and accomplish the world without me, you're going to lose your soul. I give thanks to him. And it's a great accomplishment for me to different people and have the privilege to even fly miles across the world. And people still, you know, lining and waiting and acting for even sign an autograph.
Right.
I'm right so bad.
Yeah. They don't mind that. They just want
mind
your
it.
Presence.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's a God bless you. Now, I am definitely a hardcore reggae dancehall person.
Yeah? Back it up on the... You said hardcore, so I must that.
Yes, but I mean roots.
Oh, you mean roots rock reggae.
And I can go with some slack.
I can go with like a dump a chuck something.
Yes.
Okay,
that
good.
Was creatively, lyrically good.
Yeah.
There's a couple of...
I have no problem with it, you know.
No, right.
You know, you have, music couldn't be one-dimensional. Everybody,
has to be a balance.
Everybody can sing like Bob Marley. The music could have been one-dimensional and boring.
Right.
Yeah, I think Vibes Cartel is a very good artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because without Vibes Cartel, it would have a high octane, because you couldn't differentiate.
Absolutely. I made that statement because... since you're touring more, I just wonder if you're going to try and do some music towards the pop charts or maybe do a little hip-hop
remix. Yeah, man, because right now I'm doing my album.
Okay.
You know, my album, you know, Universal Records.
Oh.
You know, we'll think, we'll link up and do an album. The album in the process now. But we'll see how that go.
Where are you in the process? You got a couple songs
complete? Yeah, it's almost complete.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And then now we're shopping, we're heading towards a movie soundtrack. Because if that work out good,
okay.
You know what I mean? And then I want to bring reggae music on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a side when Grammy Awards just open them announce this man ring. I want to walk, actually be there as in person,
yes,
and go up and collect the Grammy Awards and actually say my speech.
Yeah,
I'm representing Jamaica. The whole world can see that.
Absolutely. That was,
you know, I want to surpass the mediocre apartheid. Even if I don't gain from it, I'm willing for sacrifice.
Oh, you're going to gain from it no matter what because the talent is there.
Yeah.
Aside from that, the ladies love you anyway. So you're gone clear. You have links with Spragga Benz and you've been on tour with him. How has that influenced you or given you some energy?
One thing we have is a Spragga the boss. Real boss. That's it. He's a wonderful individual. Trust me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And he's very humble. Very serious. And, you know, but he's a very, very, he's a good youth. Trust me. But I got hell and come back with Spragga. I guaranteed to me, all right.
He's that nice. Yeah. Actually, I wanted to know, have you been to Africa yet?
No.
Okay.
Not Africa. Not Japan. Not Australia. Those are the only place, you know, but we're going to Japan in August. And then we have Africa's tour coming up, you know, later on down in the year.
Very
you
good.
You know, and then me I going to make up my mind for take that two-day plane for Australia. You know, you have a condition in your mind for it.
True. And your body.
And your body.
Because I know the foods are different and so forth, but you'll make it through because the elders have.
Yes.
So that you can get to this point.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say to fans worldwide because you're listening to theflavorradio.com? And as you know, it's a 24-hour internet station that has affiliates in Philly. And we also have affiliates in Boston. And, of course, our base, Atlanta, which you soon perform.
Well, me for just big up all of my fans, them. And just know, say, everybody for just in tune and lock into the flavorradio.com. Is it now got here the beautiful interview, yeah? Selector Princess, you don't know how that go. You know, with Prince, with Ja Prince, big up yourself. And you don't know the Sunsplash mix crew, so don't miss it. You know what I mean? Yeah, just tune in. And just big up to all the fans, big up to all my female fans, big up to all the warriors, the most active, you know? For the females, them, let me tell you once more, I love you. Let me tell you once more, I care. And for the warriors, them, even if them say we bought mine, I catch it, cause some boy born with it. See?